man segment. Bone, what's good, brother?
I'm good, man. I'm living life, enjoying the day, enjoying the Orlando Magic over my shoulder, you know, in tribute of a certain coach.
Yes, indeed. Let's go, Magic. Let's go, Magic. As the chant goes at the Amway Center, let's go, Magic. So there we go there. Boom. Florida, man, is going to be crazy today, and I got one for you out of church. Florida pastor beat the hell down because he was caught running a threesome with two of the married deacons' wives in the church.
Wow, so he was on some other thing. I mean, like, first of all, he deserved it, obviously. But I like how we're starting off with pastors getting jacked up, because, I mean, it's always fun when you start a story off with a pastor macking on other men's wives and then getting his comeuppance.
Yes. And staying in the pastoring world, Florida pastor in ICU after being attempted to be drowned in the baptismal pool because he was caught tapping the man's chick's wife on the butt doing altar call. But he tried to drown him in the baptismal pool above the choir stand.
So all he was doing was just give him a little pat on the backside?
Yeah, and my man said about ready to kill him, about to drown him.
Yeah, I tried to drown him. Like, you know, it's offensive and it's, you know, assault and it's a lack of respect for both man and woman, but I don't know if it's called for drowning.
Yeah, I tried to drown that man. Tried to drown that man like he was nobody. Like,
a little extreme.
For real. Get this. Florida man arrested for sticking a broom up his wife's booty to try to experiment stuff and cause her to bleed out like crazy.
Isn't there other thing you can stick up there instead of a broomstick? Like,
he had one of industrial broom handles too. One of the big handles.
Yeah. How much did he think that she can take? I mean, I don't want to get too graphic, but how deep did he think his woman was?
I don't know, but she probably got splinters up there now, splinters and everything up there now. Oh my God. Get this. Racist Florida man, stone cold stunned at Walmart, calling the cashier an N-word.
Well, you get what you get and don't get upset. Because if you're going to call someone that word, you better be ready. Like, and I don't mean, like, don't get ready. Be ready. You know it's coming back to you. You know it is. So God bless that cashier.
Most definitely. Also, we got this. A Florida man is arrested after peeing on a woman at work, saying, quote, "I want to try out my Kales on her."
So he was peeing on some woman?
Yeah, it worked because he wanna try out Kelly. He thought she was very sexy.
Was it at Mar-a-Lago by any chance?
It was near there, but not
close. Oh, yeah.
It was a Delray Beach.
That sounds like someone from Mar-a-Lago would do or enjoys. I heard. Allegedly, let me know.
Yeah, allegedly, yeah. Yes, indeed. Oh, and Bone, we got some more of this horrific stories here. Florida woman in the hospital after her man tried to light her anus up with a candle. He let it burn too much.
Candle stuff, huh?
Yeah, he put a candle up there and he let it burn too long. And
so she allowed it at first? She allowed this at first.
Yes.
She thought it was a good idea.
Say you want to, quote, light up for real. He sure did.
Oh, yeah. He sure did got lit up.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, goodness gracious. Florida man arrested for giving his doctor a rock bottom and telling him he had COVID-19.
So the doctor told him he had COVID-19, right?
Yes.
So his response was to assault the doctor, trying to treat him.
Yes.
First of all, it's Florida, so I'm sure that the dude didn't have a mask on anyway. That's how he got it. So for his stupidity, his carelessness, he gets mad at the doctor.
Yes! It hits him with a rock bottom.
That makes a lot of sense. A rock bottom, that makes a lot of sense.
The doc- shocked about, like, what is this for? I'm trying to help you.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. Oh, my God. Florida woman gives birth outside Taco Bell. Mama's out smoking crack and topping off a patron.
All this in the drive-thru?
Yeah, parking lot, yeah. Smoked some crack, topped off a guy, and had a baby. Why are you tricking at 9 months pregnant? That's my question.
Yeah, why are you tricking and cracking at the same 9 months pregnant? And I'm like, yo, I'll tell you, Taco Bell is popping at night after hours, so I can only imagine what that line looked like.
Exactly. Man, oh man. Get this, Florida man speared at TJ Maxx for trying to holler at some dude's woman, but he didn't realize the dude was with her.
So he didn't know that the female, you know, wasn't alone, huh?
He didn't realize that he got speared.
I mean, was it like the edge spear or was it like the rhino spear, the boar?
The edge spear.
So, I mean, he lived. I mean, you know, it probably hurt a little bit, you know. But the fact, you know, you got to be aware of things. If you're going to try to holler at a sister, you got to kind of be aware of things, you know, of the surroundings. And then know that
she's
probably not alone.
Yeah, you got to know if she's by herself or not before you make your move.
Yeah.
Got to know.
That's a fine detail. Yeah.
I mean, come on, Florida man. Do better. Florida man arrested after jumping off the top of the roof. Save a lot to attack man and overload him some money. So, who worked at Save a Lot? So, he's on top of the roof. We're gonna take his break, jump off the top of the roof to jump on top of the man who owes him the money. And they both got injured.
So, when he did that, was it like a 5-star frog splash? Or was it the Macho Man double axe handle at the top of the head? Or the Macho Man elbow? I gotta know these things.
I think it was the 5-star frog splash.
Hey, that's creative, because we've had this before in a Walmart. So this dude came off the top of a roof with the Eddie Guerrero 5-star frog splash. I mean, that's creative.
Florida men love to wrestle, man.
Yeah. That's like after football. It's like faith, football, and then wrestling.
And guns, too.
Oh, guns. Guns and
being
no
racist,
mask.
Too.
Yeah, being racist, no mask. Yeah, all that.
Get this. This is one of our kind. Florida man wearing a Coke shirt arrested for having Coke on my side of the store.
Wait, so he had a Coke shirt on?
Yes.
And then he had Coke on him?
Yes.
So it's like that scene in, remember Boomerang with Pop? You gotta coordinate. So he had the Coke shirt and he's carrying Coke with him. He's coordinating.
Exactly. Get this. Florida woman arrested for hitting cop with a wet, used Red River tampon.
He wasn't one of our ilk?
No, nowhere near.
Yeah, because first of all, our ilk wouldn't do that. That's nasty. And second of all, if that ever happened, she wouldn't be alive. That's how it happened.
Exactly.
Jeez.
Get this. This is surprising. Florida man, Stone Cold Stunts police deputy, and a traffic stop and gets away with it.
He's one of us?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I mean, the Stone Cold Stunner is a little excessive. He had road rage, and so he thought the best thing to do was to assault the police officer.
And guess what? He's still on loose.
Still on loose?
Because the car he was driving was stolen.
Ah, so he actually got out of the car, stunned the police officer, and got back in the car and hauled off?
No, he hauled off through the woods.
It gets better and better, that story.
Only in Florida can get away with it, because all the woods and the marsh and stuff.
Yeah, good point.
Get this. This is not one of our ilk. Florida man sheriff orders deputies to not wear a mask, ban civilians from wearing masks in the office.
So in the police station, he's banning everyone to not wear masks.
Yes.
So in what places that common sense, they're telling you to wear a mask. This fool is saying you better not wear a mask.
You know who he supports, so you know who he supports.
Of course. But I mean, It's one thing down there if you say it's my right and only my right to not wear a mask, but you're telling everyone else to not wear a mask. Now you want everyone else to get the infection.
Yes.
Florida man.
Right on cue. Florida man. Get this. Florida man claims to be health inspector, demands that Wendy's shuts down if not give them any lemonade.
No lemonade?
Yeah.
I never had lemonade at Wendy's. Is that popping? Is that good that you got shut down the place?
It's pretty good, but ain't worth shutting the place down, though.
Yeah, now I'm gonna have to go try one tonight just to see, you know, the whole hubbub about it. Because that sounds ridiculous.
Yes, it is. And we stand at Wendy's, too. Florida man hurls drinks and other stuff at Wendy's staff, tries to climb through drive-thru, steal the cash, gets beat down by employees, and tries to sex one of the cashiers who was knocked up.
See, if you're not like a teenage boy, teenage girl, or a very petite adult, you're not fitting through the drive-thru window.
He was a very skinny, tall, black dude.
Oh, so, wow. But, I mean, even that happened, even you get halfway through, someone's throwing hands on you immediately because you're only halfway through. So that plan wasn't well thought out.
Nah, it wasn't. And my man was doing too much. Like, my man,
yeah,
take your L.
Too much.
And Florida man is arrested after living inside of Tampa soccer stadium luxury suite for 2 months.
He did what?
Lived in a Tampa soccer stadium luxury suites for 2 months, a Florida man.
He living there?
Yeah.
So he has squatter's rights?
I guess he did. He was going through all the concession stuff, the vending rooms, and tearing it up.
Aren't there alarms in there?
You would think.
Nothing went off?
You would think, but obviously not.
First of all, the biggest story is that there was soccer down there. Florida, they're like, what's this? What is this sport?
Yeah, it's not wrestling or football. Baseball in springtime. Oh, Bones, it's gonna tell you the screeds. Florida man, quote, pulls out his Python in Kmart to impress railway worker he's arrested for.
But the Python is euphemism, something else, right?
Yes.
So that's indecent exposure. That's unwanted advances. I mean, but it's Walmart, so that's probably like a Thursday night.
It was Kmart.
I'm sorry, Kmart. You are coming up strong behind Walmart. So, I mean, that still is a pretty good night at Kmart. I mean, you got the girl twerking down a conveyor belt, and this other Kmart, you got a dude pulling out his Johnson. That's Kmart's coming up, man.
Exactly. And we got this bit lost now. Florida men arrested at Big Lots for not having any Philly Canadian water, gets angry, and cuts off his Johnson in the middle of the store with some shears.
Shears. I hope that for his sake and for all people involved or watching that it was just one quick, like, whack. Because if you gotta keep grinding that shear, man,
it was done quickly.
It's got to be one of those quick one hitters, man, because I can't imagine the pain threshold keep gnawing at that thing.
Once again, why did you resort to hurting yourself?
Yeah, I never understand that. That to spite your own self. They say to cut up your nose to spite your face. They're cutting up something else, which I would never recommend.
Yeah, like, come on now. Florida woman, who was the manager of Wendy's, arrest after coughing over customers' food because he told her she was an oddie-body.
Wow. And she's an oddie-body? So she started coughing on everyone's food?
Yeah, he called her an oddie-body. He's like, hey, you're an oddie-body.
So you gotta, man, first of all, don't mess with my food. Second of all, don't get me sick. And third of all, Wendy's is popping this episode. Wendy's is on it.
Yes. They're going crazy. Florida man arrested after getting topped off in the Burger King bathroom.
So that's like back in my youth. That's a song called Digital Underground with the Humpty Dance. We get busy in the Burger King bathroom. So my man took art and put it to reality. You know?
Yes. Oh my goodness. Florida man floods jail cell by repeatedly flushing toilets. I wanted to escape, feel the water.
He wasn't really bored. Like, he wasn't thought this plan out. Like, oh yeah, this is gonna work this time. This is the one plan that's gonna work. I'm gonna flood the jail with you know, toilet water.
Exactly. Stay in Florida jails. Florida man arrested for smuggling in 12 dead iguanas. They ended up attacking him in his cell.
How do you and where do you smuggle these iguanas? That's a question I'm scared to even ask. Where are you hiding them?
Exactly. How did you smuggle in 12?
And there's 12 of them. So where are you hiding these things?
And once again, they're not dead.
Yeah, they're not dead. I'm in Jersey and I know this already, people. They're not dead, y'all.
Oh, my God. Dummy and DC stooge, Florida man Ron DeSantis likens reopening schools to killing Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, I heard that. That's it's almost too asinine to even comment on because, like, first of all, it's stupid. And then second of all, where's the parallel to that? What's the corollary? I don't understand that. Put down the red hats, y'all.
Yes.
It makes you a little dumber.
Very much so. Florida woman vice mayor arrested for DUI, directing Tesla while trying to get service about her mister while she driving.
In a Tesla?
Yeah, he was doing his thing over there. She was driving, she had a wreck. It was DUI.
And she got, so he was doing his thing, she was DUI?
Mm-hmm, she ran to somebody else's car. It was obviously very good to her, and she was already slizzed.
Wow, that is so right. Teslas are cramped, aren't they kind of crampy? Teslas,
yeah.
Contortionist.
Yeah. It takes me back to, I got put over speed one time, like getting topped off back in 2008. I was like, I had a heavy foot that day.
yeah, I'm sure. I got a little excited.
Yeah, feet got heavy that, a little heavy that day. So I understand what she's going through. If it's good, yeah. You're going to go a little faster than you should. You're going to have that ledge foot down.
Yeah, because your leg might lock up and you hit that accelerator a little too much.
Yeah. Get this, Florida man arrested for building 26 pipe bombs to blow up colleges so they won't open up.
But colleges, for the most part, are closed anyway, so why is he trying to blow up pipes thinking that that's going to stop colleges opening? Because most colleges in my area are closing and going online anyway.
But remember, it's Florida.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry, Florida. Sorry, I was thinking about a common sense thing. That makes no sense. Because my man's saying, oh, yeah, this is going to work. I'm going to blow up the college, and now we're all going to not go there. Stay in school, folks.
We got one again, Bone. Florida man arrested for knocking our neighbor with a garbage can for his dog crapping on his property.
Yeah, I mean, that's serious, man. I mean, you have these dogs, your neighbor's dog is coming on your property, and they desecrate your lands. I get being upset. So my man took it back to like the hardcore matches with like Hardcore Holly and Cactus Jack. He got the garbage can
and knocked him clean out.
Terry Funk, Dory Funk, I feel you.
Steve Blackman.
Yes.
The Kendo Stick.
Yes.
Oh, but we have 5 more to go, people. Florida man and son arrested in Colombia for selling bleach as a COVID miracle cure. He also was quote curing cancer, HIV, AIDS, autism, and to make your Johnson bigger.
Huh?
Bleach.
Well, I don't know about making your Johnson bigger. It might make your Johnson stiff because you're dead, and now you're just as stiff as the board. But he had the cure, huh? All it took was just some bleach, huh?
And isn't that what that gummy in D.C. said they inject people with, too?
Yes, if you inject yourself with that stuff, you'll be cured. Praise Orangina.
My goodness. Florida man tells cops he was gifted pants by passerby after drugs were found in his pockets and in his unknown region that I don't want to say.
Wait, run that back. What?
Florida man tells cops he was gifted pants by a passerby after drugs were found in his pocket and a region I don't want to name.
Found in his pockets?
And another region we don't want to talk about.
So he had deep pockets and deep pockets.
Yes.
He had a hidden pocket.
Yeah, pocket. I don't really want to go down that path.
Oh my goodness.
I wouldn't touch that path.
Yeah, man.
Oh my goodness. Florida man arrested after getting topped off riding a lawnmower on the highway.
So wait, aren't there lawnmowers like one-seaters?
Some of them got two now. The new one.
That's probably why they got two-seaters now. It's convenient. But, I mean, mostly you hear stories about the guys going down their own street in the lawnmowers. Now, this dude went on the highway. Now, they don't go that fast, so you're going to cause a commotion. You're going to cause backlog in traffic, and you're going to get caught because you're not going that fast. So I want to know what the end game was. Was it that good? He just lost his mind?
He must have, because my man, it tops out like at 30 miles per hour.
Yes.
And you're tripping. Yes. You're on the highway. The minimum is 40.
He must have been so euphoric. It must have been so good. He just didn't know where he was. And if that's a fact, then I salute you, lady.
We got a two-story warning here. Florida woman arrested after shooting another public shopper. Taking the last little of the Gatorade and chicken from the deli.
What kind of chicken was it?
The Publix fried chicken.
I mean, it's kind of tasty, I guess, but it's not worth getting shot up over. And Gatorade, you can get Gatorade anywhere. Why are you popping off shots over Gatorade? You can go to the gas station and get Gatorade. You can go to the bodega. You can go to the corner store and get Gatorade. It's not that serious. Gatorade's everywhere.
Exactly. The last story, kind of got left off my previous story to this one. Florida cop arrested after riding the golf cart on the highway, and she was topping the man off, and they both were going down in flames for it.
So they're in the golf cart, but golf carts are normally faster than lawnmowers, so I kind of understand their logic a little bit. But still, the golf cart ain't going that fast.
No. So once again, I don't understand it, Florida men and Florida women. Like, let's not do that. If you don't do it without getting caught.
Yeah. It must have been so good that it's just like, man, it's so good. We can't stop. Can't stop, won't stop, like Puffy says.
Man, so Bone, we scratched and clawed through this after a certain coach tried to ruin our segment today because they're mad. We made it through, but what are the stories?
Yes.
Well, what stories stood out to you today, man, after we fought through the curse of that bad coach and certain NBA team?
Well, I like that Kmart is back in the mix. Kmart, you know, a good smile. But I'm telling you, more than any establishment this episode, Wendy's was on point. Wendy's was bringing the smoke. Wendy's was all over the news.
Yes, and I must say, all the wrestling moves today.
Yeah, I want to see that man do that 5-star frog splash from the roof. I want to see a video of that. I hope a video of that out there. I gotta see that.
And but it both when I see you now. I mean, he has broken ribs now from doing it.
But in his mind, it was worth it. Probably.
Exactly. And the story of the day is, I mean, sad but funny at the same time. The rock bottom of the doctor telling you have COVID. Hit him with the rock bottom like it's his fault.
Yeah, that because you're a fool that's not wearing a mask because it's America and it's your right to not wear a mask. But then you get sick and then you blame a doctor for you getting sick for your stupidity. That's the full circle right there.
About the pastor. The pastor who had the multiple women in the church and got destroyed for that.
Pastor living right in his mind, but he got what he got.
And the other almost got drowned too for just tapping the buoy to an altar call.
Yeah, I mean, just a quick tap of the cheeks doesn't constitute you getting drowned, man. I don't know. That's a little harsh.
A beat down, yes. Drowning, no. And I must admit, during my former days of being in church a lot, I mean, it crossed my mind. I never did it, though.
Well, actually, because churches are like sundress heaven. Churches are made for sundresses. So I understand temptation, but come on, man. Hand yourself.
And remember, I was going to church in Florida.
Yeah. So it was sundress all year round, man. I don't know how you did it.
Yeah, and you know, it was hard, man. I said, I got to quit going here because I'm going to end up in jail or something. I'm going to lose my radio show and keep going to church.
Yeah, it's not worth it. And if you succeed at drowning him, now what? Now you're going to jail, right? And now someone else is going to smooth walk up there and take your girl because now you're locked up.
In an orange jumpsuit in a Florida jail getting COVID.
Yeah. What's the end game?
You're going to get flooded out. You're going to get your water flooded out because the dude's playing with the toilet all night. So, you know, it's all good.
Yeah, with all the iguanas on you.
Exactly. Well, folks, Bo and I fall through it. We got the same done for you, people. It's the Boss Report. Check us out. BossReport.com and on YouTube. We got it going on for you. Boss and Bone. We out. And if you don't know, now you know.